Jam-packed with hundreds of people, Ketchikan's cruise ship docks were filled with live music, kids crowded around carnival games, and lots of love for Libby Oaksmith.
We all know who mom is. You know, she's the community mom. She's been a best friend, a mother, an aunt, sister, daughter.
That's Oaksmith's son, Tristan Trujillo, speaking to the crowd. The entire event was to raise money for Oaksmith, who was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer in late May. Oaksmith is being treated in Seattle, so she couldn't be there. But hundreds of friends, neighbors, and even strangers came out. Trujillo says the outpouring of support has been overwhelming.
We expected a pretty steady turnout throughout the day, but you know, it's been coming nonstop, and so many familiar faces, so many unfamiliar faces. People I don't even know are coming up and asking about mom. And it really means a lot.
Trujillo says the love from the community didn't just start at the benefit. After Oaksmith's diagnosis, hundreds of messages poured in. People began dyeing their hair pink just like Oaksmith's. And businesses all over Ketchikan started raising money for her fight against cancer. But the scene at the benefit really cemented it. Ketchikan has come together for Libby Oaksmith on a massive scale. As her friend Paula Weisel says,
"This town is Libbyville, let me tell you."
Right now, Oaksmith is down in Seattle, receiving radiation therapy at Swedish Medical Center. But even though she hasn't been in town for more than a month, her presence can still be felt all around Ketchikan. I Love Libby signs hang up in store windows, and stickers with that phrase and her face are plastered everywhere. The woman behind those stickers is her sister, Angie Oaksmith.
I just wanted it to be seen all over town so she could see it. People tell her that they love her, but I knew that it would touch her deeper than that.
The signs and stickers aren't just for show. People really do love Libby Oaksmith. And when they describe her, a common theme comes up, how selfless she is. So the benefit, and everything else along with it, is a way for the community to give that love right back. Oaksmith's sister, Trace Oaksmith, says Libby is incredibly grateful for the support and already thinking of ways to make sure other people get the same help she has.
She would do anything for anybody. It's pretty amazing to see all these people turn around and do this for her. She's so blown away.
As the benefit finished down with an auction, people live-streamed it so Oaksmith could watch from afar. And all around the phone was a crowd of Oaksmith's warriors, as she calls them, bidding like crazy. That's Oaksmith's friend, Paula Weisel, again, announcing at the auction. She's also the co-owner of the Arctic Bar, which sponsored the benefit along with Oaksmith's workplace, the Pioneer Cafe. In all her years of living in Ketchikan, Weisel says she's never seen a stronger surge of support.
All you had to say was, "It's for Libby," and it's like, you couldn't even finish saying that before they were saying, "What do you want me to do? I'll help do anything, you know?"
It seemed like people were less in it for the items themselves and more just there to raise money. At one point, a carrot cake fetched $500. Then the highest bidder donated it back, bid again, won, and ultimately gave the cake to the mom of one of Oaksmith's close friends. Every show of support really does mean a lot, says her son Trujillo.
It's really kind of given me that second wind. You know, it's kind of pulled me out of that hole where I'm just like, you know, does this really matter? And you know, it really shows me that it does matter and that there is really hope.
So one more time for Libby, we love you, Libby!
Trujillo says the carnival and auction were a success, raising thousands and thousands of dollars.
We came together strong, Ketchikan strong, folks. I love you, Libby loves you. All about Libby. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much, so very much.
And her sister, Angie Oaksmith, says those two words, "thank you," are all that she can say.
I don't have the words. There's no way to say thank you enough. I will always be saying thank you.
Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Molly Lubers.